Jewish and Joyful, helping you live a better and happier life.
Jewish and joyful, Jewish and joyful. Even when you pop a string, you still gotta do your thing. Yeah.
By the way, I just want to point out that the name Jewish and Joyful is momish. It's fitting. Because it's not just like, there's two things, let's be Jewish and let's be joyful. Part of being Jewish is being joyful. Jewish and joyful is like the same package. It's part of being a Yid. But what's a Yid? The word Jew. The word Jew comes from the word Yehuda, right? Judah. Yehuda is apamaitis Hashem, the ability to thank Hashem, the ability to see the good in everything, the ability to say thank you Hashem no matter what I'm going through. So that's mom is Jewish and joyful. How we know it. J&J, that's the Avodah. Anyways, in the Inyan of Simcha, I just want to let the Olam know something very deep, okay? In Tanya and Perek Vav and Kudei Amarim, the Alter Rebbe says like this, Baram Kegoin Do Tzarech Lo, I do it Klal Gola, I need to let you know a very important Klal. Now when the Baal Tanya says that, gotta pay attention. He commissioned it Tzachil and Atzeach Dar Vagashmi, just like if you want to win a physical fight, Kegoin Shnei Anashim Avazab Gim Zeh Mzeh, like two people that are fighting, wrestling, if one of them is heavy, low, tight, constricted, he will lose the fight, even if he's the stronger one. The way to win a fight is to have that openness. If you're down and heavy and low, you'll lose the fight even if you're stronger. So too says the Baal Tanya when it comes to fighting off the Yetzirah, or the fight of life, or the struggle of life in general. You want to get through that struggle, you want to make it happen, you come out victorious, only if you're up and it's a high spirit and you're besimcha, that's the only way to win any fight. The other Rebbe is saying, take a look at physical fights. Two people, you watch a boxing match. The one that's down is the one that's going to lose. It's the same thing in life. You want to win life, you want to come out victorious, the one that's down is going to lose, the one that's up, the one that's besimcha is going to win. Listen, there's a lot of stories throughout my life. I'm not going to be able to pinpoint one thing, but I was able to go to hospitals. I was able to spend time at people's bedsides, singing and dancing and trying to bring simcha. And I saw with my own eyes the change in spirit, the change in mode. I had a specific story where I was at a hospital. And after we left, I ended up staying in touch with the family. And they told us, you think I'm making this up? The mother told us that the condition improved, whether it was that day or whether it was afterwards. Simcha is what's going to allow you to make it through any battle. It's the most vital thing in the world, and especially when it comes to avodah zarah, when it comes to serving Hashem, to do it besimcha. If you have to do something for your spouse, and you do it with a heavy heart, it's missing. You do something for your spouse with simcha, that's when they feel it. That's when they feel it. Simcha's connection. Simcha's openness. Simcha's the ability to receive. Simcha's the ability to see good. Simcha is what's going to help you make it through everything in life. Mom should give out.
Hi everybody, it's Arya Fingerer, and welcome back to the Jewish and Joyful Podcast. There are many more incredible guests and content coming soon, so please follow and subscribe for more. Our podcast is available on all streaming platforms. I'd like to thank Arya and Mishnah Berurah for the revolutionary project that changed the world, the Hebrew English Mishnah Berurah. And to receive brief inspiration and beautiful Torah Sherry Shabbos stable, subscribe to Parsha Knowledge by emailing parshaknowledge@gmail.com, or you can visit parshaknowledge.com. For more information, please see the show notes. So thank you for listening, and have an amazing day.